welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Lots of news in our program this time, beginning with solar propagation report. This is from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 2, that's single digits 2, and it's possible that there will be no sunspots visible on the face of the sun in the immediate future. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has also fallen. This is now down to 68, and that's the lowest for some time. So high frequency conditions on the bands above about 11 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be quite unreliable in the foreseeable future. We're still moving through sunspot cycle number 24. This is now not expected to change until at least 12 months from now. The original estimate has been amended. In the meantime, some information concerning monitoring here in Melbourne. During our summer months, a specialised mode daytime propagation event occurs from time to time. On January 30, the early afternoon period here in Melbourne, across the time span 03:15 to 04:30, was marked by one of these specialised openings. This was represented by strong signals on the 9 MHz band from transmitters in Myanmar, Vietnam, India and China, which included some rarely heard domestic network services. This propagation followed totally daylight paths. This propagation pattern occurs randomly during our summer months here in Victoria, particularly in Melbourne, marked by abrupt and unpredictable signal appearances which may continue for varying times, ranging from a minute or so to 30 minutes or longer. This form of propagation on frequencies below about 10 megahertz is a complex combination of E, sporadic E and F mode transmission with no intermediate ground reflection. This is due to bouncing between the top of the sporadic E layer and the bottom of the F layer. And the mode is characterized by little or no fading and high signal strengths. The mode was observed at one of my favourite noise-free field monitoring sites in Melbourne's outer east. That's at the Warrandyte State Park on the banks of the Yarra River in the Pound Bend picnic area. The receiver was my 21-year-old Sanzian AT808A small portable with 5 metres of antenna tossed into a nearby tree. It's noted that great circle distances from Melbourne to the area in near Yangon, Hanoi, Beijing is around 13,598 kilometres. And this is the summary of observed frequency occupancies with additional notes for the 11 MHz, 13 MHz and 21 MHz bands across the time span 03:30 to 04:30. 9490, Radio Republica via the Issedon transmitting station in France with programs in Spanish. 9570, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Albania with broadcasting voice of Vietnam from Hanoi on 9635 with the Dialex network. 9685, China National Radio Network 5, one of the domestic service programs, broadcast in Chinese. And Network 2, China National Radio Network 2, on 9720, also in Chinese. And a 9730, interesting signal from the Myanmar radio in Yangon, formerly known as Burma and previously known as Rangoon. Domestic network Dialex program reserved from sudden fade in at 0415. And 9755, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with its programs in Hebrew, signing on at 0420. 9810, another frequency for China National Radio Network 1, in Chinese. 9850, another frequency for Voice of Vietnam Network 4, also carrying programming in local dialects, from Fade In at 0415. In the 25 metre band, 11560, All India Radio with its Dari programs. 11620, another frequency for China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese. And 11660, another frequency for China National Radio Network 2. And just above, on 11670, Radio Havana, Cuba, with programs in Spanish. And 11680, the Korean Central Broadcasting System station at Pyongyang, with its domestic service programs in Korean. And 11710, China Radio International, from the Urumqi transmitting site in Russian. And 11720, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 11730, China, yet again, China Radio International from Kunming with programs in Nepali. 11740, All India Radio, and programs in Dari. And 11735, Korea North, the Voice of Korea with programs in Spanish. That's at 0400. And 11745, Saudi Arabia, the station carrying relays of other networks, broadcasting in Arabic. And 11760, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 11790, Japan, NHK Radio Japan, from the Yamata transmitting station, with programs in Japanese. And 11800, Radio Romania International, with its broadcast in Spanish. And 11810, Republic of Korea, Korean Broadcasting System at Kimjae, with broadcasts in Korean. And 11835, China National Radio Network 2, in parallel with 11845. And 11840, another frequency for Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. And 11590, China Radio International, again from Beijing, this time in English. Now, some information in the 22 metre band. 13610, China National Radio Network 1. 13655, China Radio International from Xi'an in Chinese. And 13695, All India Radio in Hindi at 0330. And 13760, North Korea, the Voice of Korea in Spanish at 0330. Up in the 21 MHz band, interesting daytime reception from Asia. The Philippines, the Voice of America, from the Tanang relay station. 21600 in Chinese, from 0330, the signing off at 0400. And 21620 in Tibetan, from signing on at 0400. They were the only two signals audible in the 21 MHz band at that time. So that was a summary of observed frequency occupancies in the 9, 11, 13 and 21 megahertz bands across the time span 03:30 to 04:30, observations made recently here in Melbourne during our midsummer period. And as I mentioned earlier, the frequencies below about 10 megahertz propagate by specialised complex transmission propagation modes, and they're unpredictable and come up quite without any prior notice. And they'll continue as we move through to our autumn period. So monitoring on the lower frequencies now, here in Melbourne, in our morning period between 19:30 and 20:00 recently, these included 75 metre band and 41 metre band broadcasts. First of all, the voice of the people, an unofficial, semi-official political broadcast located in South Korea. Frequency is 3480, broadcasting in Korean and Japanese. And another one of these stations, another political station broadcasting from South Korea, is the Voice of Hope, also known as Echo of Hope, using 3985 with programs in Korean. And another frequency for the Voice of the People, or another two frequencies for the Voice of the People, were 3910 and 3930, both in Korean. And 3955, further afield, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting from the Wolverton Relay Station in England, with broadcasts in German. And 41 metres, 7475, China Radio International from Wunki, with programs in the Czech language. And 7485, the Voice of America from the Lampertheim, Germany Relay Station, with broadcasts in Kurdish. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.